GT200, not quite dead yet. Most people here in Thailand probably assumed that the use of the GT200 bomb detector by Thai military forces had come to an end. Tests carried out both locally and abroad had shown the devices were incapable of detecting anything. In a scientific test here in Thailand, organized by the Science and Technology Ministry in 2011, soldiers using the GT200 were able to find C4 explosives only 4 times in 20 trials, about the same as you would find without any help at all. The GT200 was in the news again this week after the BBC reported that a British man producing and selling the virtually identical ADE651 detector was being sued by police in the United Kingdom for fraud. Specifically, Avon and Somerset police said Jim McCormick, 55, would face 6 charges, including producing and supplying the ADE651 devices, knowing they were ineffectively designed or adapted to detect bombs. Curious reporters here in Thailand quickly followed up, asking Army Chief Prayut Chan-o-cha if the GT200 had actually been taken out of service. "No, it did not," General Prayut replied. "I affirm that the device is still effective. Other armed forces are also using it," the Army Chief said. He said the GT200 will continue to be used by the Army in the far south. It is easy to understand why the military would be reluctant to give up the device. It is lightweight, very portable, and can be used from a distance, allowing the user to stay out of range of dangerous explosives. The only problem, of course, is that it doesn't work. The Army Chief remains unconvinced. He insisted the GT200 has proven to be effective in the Army's operations in the past. But he would respect any scientific test if it proves otherwise.